A leap of faith, according to the dictionary, is an act of believing in or attempting something whose existence or outcome cannot be proved. It is when we take action, believing in something outside our boundaries of reason. Like the fellow I met in 1981 who told me when he and his family drove 386 miles on an empty tank of gas, the reason they stopped wasn't that they ran out of gas, but because the Lord told them to pull over at a gas station and he would provide gas for the car. Sure enough, when they pulled up to the pumps, the man in the next aisle asked if they would like a fill-up. It was beyond all reason, beyond anything they thought. When the gauge on the dash said the tank was empty, 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 the Lord told each of them, starting with the kids in the back seat, to keep going. So they did. At first, they inwardly prepared themselves for their faith to be dashed. But the further they went, the more amazing things got. At the 50-mile mark, they stopped holding their breath in trepidation and trembling. At the 150-mile mark, they were laughing and giggling with joy. And at 300 miles and beyond, they were singing so loud, hands in the air, it was all they could do to hold themselves together. Now you may say that story is a bit over the top, but it happened. The car wasn't a little 50 miles to the gallon vehicle, it was an old gas guzzler. It was all they had. That was a leap of faith. It was beyond reason and far past their ability to comprehend outside of the fact that God had done it. The Lord asks us many, many times in the course of our lives to believe Him beyond our workaday world and enter into the realm of possibilities according to Him. For many, believing past what we can see seems insurmountable, yet for others, it appears to come easier. Sundar Singh was leading a group of people in the wilderness of India, carrying the gospel to remote villages. They came to a raging river with no way to cross. In front of everyone, within everyone's hearing, he told a tree to fall across the river in order that they would cross. The tree cracked, popped, and fell exactly as was necessary. It was a leap of faith beyond what the people could imagine. I had a dream recently where myself and some others were being chased by an army taking over the country. We came to a large green field and I could see the army in hot pursuit coming down a dirt road. Suddenly, to my left, a man leapt up, grabbing at something I couldn't see. Instantly in his hands was a cord, and above him was a glowing green parachute. In the dream, I could feel my mind trying to reason through it. Yes, no, yes, no. But from my heart rose the idea to try, just try. So I too jumped as high as I could and pretended to grab a cord, which by all reason was not there. Instantly a cord was in my hand, and a large glowing, sparkling green parachute was above me, carrying me upwards. I could see others jumping too, and they all had parachutes. The wind began to blow, and we all rose up out of harm's way and were swept into the distance, over the treetops and mountains to safety. We all have leap of faith type occasions in our life at one time or another, and if you say you don't, I'd bet you do, except you simply didn't see it. For some, a leap of faith might be to quit your job and become a volunteer with a ministry in another country. After all, if you don't go, it's just not going to happen. For others, it may seem a leap of faith to believe God can change the heart of a spouse, child, or friend. It's easy to doubt ourselves in the middle of our leap, but in that action, regardless of doubt, faith overcomes and the miraculous follows. It is putting your trust in someone outside of yourselves and then acting on that belief. Hebrews 11:6 tells us that faith triggers a response of pleasure in God's heart. As we demonstrate our trust in Him, He is not apathetic or indifferent, but actually delights in our belief in Him. And now, don't you know, in Matthew 14, when Peter stepped out onto the water, it was a total leap of faith. By all reason, the water would not support his weight. But he had a call on his life from Jesus, who said, "Come to me." In John 9, it was a total leap of faith when the blind man followed Jesus to put clay on his eyes, and suddenly he could see. What in the world does clay have to do with seeing? I don't know, but Jesus was obedient to the Father, and that's what he did. Do you think the blind man was thinking to himself, "I doubt this will work, but it can't hurt to try"? He allowed Jesus to exercise faith on his behalf, and the blind man exercised faith by allowing the situation to proceed. I know, whoever you are, that you're facing circumstances which seem so out of the realm of possibilities, and everything in you is screaming, "No way out." But God will make a way where there was no way. It's a leap of faith, but you'll never know where the path will lead if you don't try.